Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. To Flourish, God is the Light, We Are at Spectrum by Duane Haynes is a collection of inspirational and religious poetry that will enlighten you about yourself, love, and your purpose in life. Learn the road to finding your true self and your spiritual path to your own light and understanding. Duane was born in Denver, Colorado, 10 minutes after his twin brother Daryl, one of five children. Duane's life changed when he took a life-threatening fall at the age of 12. The accident left Duane in a coma for about 3 days. When Duane came to, he had changed. He remembers being in a place that he now knows in his heart as heaven. 2 months later, he began to write, and what this young man was writing caught the attention of those who read it. What he wrote confounded even those closest to him. His insight and depth was to them beyond the comprehension at an age so young. To some, his poems are prophecy, to others, insight. For him, they are a sharing of a gift. His many accomplishments include Outstanding Man of the Century, 1,000 Leaders of Influence, 2,000 Outstanding Intellectuals of the 20th Century, and Who's Who in the World 2000. Duane Haynes, author of To Flourish, God is the Light and We Are at Spectrum, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Duane. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Such a remarkable story, and I just touched the surface, a little bit of groundwork before we get started for the conversation today. Talk about the life-changing experience you had that got you started writing poetry, this particular form of poetry.
Well, it's interesting, Rick. What happened at in the summer, we swim at the YMCA, and back then we had the highest diving board in Denver. So I would play on the diving board, and one day I fell off diving board 2.5 stories. Mm-hmm. I hit the cement head first. I cracked my skull in two places, and it didn't bleed out because I hit straight down. I was in a coma for 3 days. So while I was in a coma, I went to heaven and I visited God. Now, I didn't know this till later. I got all these visions. I kept getting these dreams. Why am I dreaming of this place? And what happened, I went to heaven. And God showed me all of heaven. He showed me the beginning and end of man and spirits and how just wonderful heaven is. Then he said, go back and show them the road to the way home. Then all of a sudden, I woke up out of my situation, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? Everybody's looking at me. He's up. He's not in a coma anymore. They don't know how or why I woke up. I just wake up, you know, and I'm up. And then about 6-7 months later, I started writing poetry. But the interesting way that I write is I'll go to sleep, have a good night's sleep, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night, I'll go write the poem, and then I'd go back to sleep. In the morning, I'd wake up and I'd look at the poem and I'd say, okay, did I write this? And I look at it and I said, okay. So I typed it up, you know, put it away, and that kept happening. I said, okay, and it, in the middle of the night, I just wake up. And then one day, my mom was reading the poetry, and she sent some of them to her uncle, which was a university teacher. So he really liked the poetry, and he invited me down to do some poetry at the university. And I didn't go because my mom told me I was only 14 years old. And he couldn't believe it, at 14 years old, could write at that level. And I realized I had this gift. So I kept writing. I kept saving the poetry and kept writing. And it would just come out like that. It's not like I see a leaf fall and I'd get inspired. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd write and I'd go back to sleep.
I mean, that's an amazing story. When you came back from the coma, how long did it take you to realize you were someplace special? You said at first you had no idea where you were, what the messages were. When did you realize this was heaven and God has a special role for me? How long did that take?
It took about 6 or 7 years. The churches that I would go to, they didn't talk about the 5-4 ministry. They didn't talk about prophets. They didn't talk about, you know, the different gifts that God has given people. So I didn't know what I was doing. Sometimes I'd be talking to someone and I'd give them a statement. They'd look at me like, where'd that come from?
Yes.
I don't know. And it would be inspiring to them. Okay. And then I was at a church and we were inviting the new pastor into the church, and a healer came from the south to speak. So I got up, I did my poem, I did, you know, I sat down, and he got up, Rick, and he looked at me and he pointed at me and says, you are a prophet. Do the work of the Lord. I'm like, okay, what is a prophet? You know, I read about him in the Bible, but I never knew that you could be one. And so I'm like, okay. So I started praying and praying about it. And then the visions came more rapidly. What was heaven like? What was the voice telling me? And I said, okay, this is what God wants me to do. So that's how I started.
With us on the program is Dwayne Haynes. That's H-A-Y-N-E-S. The book is To Flourish, God is the Light, We Are at Spectrum. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. The links, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You consider your poetry to be a gift. Explain that. And I think you just sort of touched on that, where you would go to sleep and obviously somebody was writing this material along with you. Talk about why you feel this is a special gift.
I think it's a special gift. I had classes in writing and poetry because I'm an English major, technical writing. And I said, well, if I'm going to do this, I need to know how to write, because I never took writing classes. But my poetry is not rhyme, it's not off rhyme. And it's not rhythmical. It's what a guy called my poetry was free-flowing.
Okay.
It's written in a style that people don't write. It's not in sonnet either. It's not sonnet. And it has an underlining rhythm to it. So when I recite the poems, and I recite from memory, somehow God has said, you memorize it, and then you tell them what I want them to know. And these are things I learned along the way. It wasn't like in 1 month I learned all this. A year later, God gave me a statement about do this for me. I said, do what for you? You know, I'm doing this naturally. I'm saying, okay, I'm already doing this. He said, use this to reach the people. Like, for example, Rick, I wrote this poem we call Seasons. And I didn't understand the poem. I said, okay, I wrote it, typed it up, and put it away. And then I was asked to do a poem at a convention. And I said, okay. And then, you know, in my dreams, God was saying, do this poem. And I'm thinking, God, I can't do this poem. I don't even understand it. And when I got to the program to do the poem, their title was Seasons. So I said, okay, this is what I'm doing. So that's when I realized I had this gift. And then after I did the poem, people would come up to me and they said, you know what? You answered my prayer. Thank you. You answered my prayer. And this one lady was crying because she'd been praying for something, and I answered it in the poem. That's when I realized I had the gift.
It's just an amazing story. Our guest is Dwayne Haynes. The book is To Flourish, God is the Light, We Are at Spectrum. Book available wherever books are sold, and we, of course, have the information on our website. Talk about first publishing a poem. When you took this gift and you decided, I am going to publish, what was that like? When did you publish your first poem?
I started publishing when I was in high school because, you know, I used to take poetry class, and the teacher, you know, says, okay, you need to publish in a local newspaper, in a community newspaper. Try to publish here, try to publish there. I said, okay. So I got this book called Writer's Digest at all these different places that you can send your poetry. Actually, any writer can send anything subject-wise in the book. So I started sending poems out to these magazines, artist magazines, poet magazines, documentary magazines, anthologies, and I started publishing. I said, this, okay, so I kept doing it. So I started publishing in high school. My first book came out my first year in college. I had just put poems together. And again, people saying, you wrote that? And yes, I did write that. So that's when I started publishing in high school.
It's an amazing story how all of this came about. It's the story of Dwayne Haynes, who's our guest on the program and the author of To Flourish, God is the Light, We Are at Spectrum, Inspirational Poetry. Talking about inspiration, what was the inspiration, motivation to write the book? You've been doing the individual poems, doing a book, doing a collection. How did that come about?
I was invited to a poets' convention to do some poetry. And the winner would get his book published. I said, oh, this is great. This is great. So I put all my poems together, This is for my second book, To Flourish. And I took them down to the, it was in Washington, D.C. And there were a lot of poets there. People were reciting and talking with different people. And I got on stage and I did my poem. And I didn't win. But afterwards, a guy came up to me and said, well, Mr. Haynes, I liked your poetry. Would you like to publish with me? So, and he was from Author House. I was the first one. So I said, yes, sir, I would. So I gave him my manuscript, and then he published it. That was about 20 years ago. And that's how that started. Then afterwards, now I'm published, I republished with Glass Leak Solutions. They found the book and they thought it was interesting. They said, would you like to republish this book and we revitalize it and get it going? I said, yeah, let's do it. So they republished the book and they loved it. They said this, they called the poetry magnificent. And I was like, okay. Let's do this. So that's where I am now with GlassLink Solutions.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story of what you've been able to do and the message, the inspiration, and being able to touch people, which you've done over the years. And in particular with this book, the book is To Flourish, God is the Light, We Are Its Spectrum. I love the book cover. We're recording this video that you'll find on YouTube. Just Google it or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll see Duane on camera as we're doing this interview, the book cover up as well. The book cover is beautifully done. The book is beautifully packaged and so much inspiration in within the pages of the book. You've done not only this, but you've written award-winning articles, plays, and of course the poetry that we're talking about. Talk about some of the plays. What are the plays about? What's the inspiration for the plays that you've written?
When I was at church, I was a teacher, you know, for the students, and they would do on Christmas, they would do the Christmas plays, and they were outdated. The kids say, "No, I can't do this. They're doing the same old plays, same old plays." And they asked me, "Well, Duane, you know, can you help us do this?" So when I first started, I directed one of their traditional plays, and they were bored with it. They said, "Well, we did this 2 years ago." I said, "Okay, let's do this, okay?" And then before the next year came along, before December, I got a premonition, I guess, to write a play. So I said, "Okay." So I woke up in the middle of the night and I started writing. And I started writing and I kept writing and I kept writing and like maybe six nights in a row, I finished the play. And I said, okay, so I presented it to the kids and they loved it. They said, this is contemporary. They could do this because they can relate to it. And since then I had five different plays and they were Christmas plays, inspirational plays. And what I do is I write, the problem with plays that I think in churches that they're cutesy. You know, everybody knows the story, but it's cute for the kids. Well, I need people to learn about Jesus, to learn what happened, why he came. So in writing the plays, God has inspired me to give them an education on what happened, the story behind it, the inside story. Like he was born in a cave. Like I found the name of the three kings that came. It took them 2.5 years to get there, and they walked. I put that in the play. So I put things in the play that educated people about Jesus, about how he came, about the times, what was going on around them with Jesus and Mary. That's how it goes.
And that's the power of the arts, isn't it? You're able to take a story that maybe children, young students wouldn't pay much attention to, especially something that they've been celebrating for, you know, reading for 14, 15 years. They're just words after a while. You've taken something, brought it to life, and really made an impact. That's sort of the power of poetry, the power of your craft, isn't it, in writing a play?
Yes, and it's interesting. I never wrote a play before until I got, you know, the vision. The kids said, well, we need to do this. And it's kind of like, okay, Duane, we'll do this next play. Well, they did that 2 years ago. And this guy said, why don't you just write one? And I wrote it in such a way, as an adult, if you see the play, you would learn something. As the kids sit there, they also learn something.
Yes.
So the kids are in the play from all the different ages. And then I have friends that are actors. So I had them do the major parts, the long parts, and the kids filled in the short lines. Like a 10-year-old would be able to, you know, memorize like 20 minutes of a line. So I gave them something that they could do. So when they got on stage, they felt confident doing their one line, you know, but it all worked out together and everybody was happy.
The author of award-winning articles, plays, and the poetry that we're talking about, the book To Flourish, God is the Light, We Are at Spectrum. You'll find it Amazon, all of the usual places. We'll have all of that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The author, Duane Haynes, with us on the program. What are you working on now? Are there books? Are you getting, I don't necessarily call them visions, a premonition? Are you being led in any particular area now?
Well, right now, Rick, I'm being led to you. I'm being led to Glass Links. They republished the book, and the book is fabulous. I mean, the book and what they did with the book is great. And because of the way I do my poetry, they decided to put music behind the poetry. And now you can download it on iTunes and Spotify. That's how you pronounce it. Because I have friends that are blind, and I work with handicapped kids, and so I read to them. Now they can download it and listen to it. A couple of my poems we put in Braille, so they could, you know, they could read it in Braille. Yes. So now I'm opening up what God is having me do, and that's okay. This is the seed I planted you, Duane. Spread it to the world. So I'm using the medium now, which I have no idea. I didn't know what podcast was. The GlassLink set me up on that. I have a podcast, and I have you. And I have, you know, iTunes and Spotify, you know, what the techniques now to spread the word. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm there to right now.
There's so many different ways to do it. And we're pleased to be able to share some time with you, for you to be with us during the course of the conversation so that we can get more information. This book is doing so well and inspiring so many people and available in so many different ways. To Flourish, God is the Light, We Are at Spectrum. Duane Haynes, that's H-A-Y-N-E-S. You'll find the book available at Amazon, and as Duane was explaining, a whole lot of other places as well. When people are reading this particular book, To Flourish, what do you hope the takeaway is? What do you hope the feelings are that you'll inspire in a reader after reading To Flourish?
Right now in society, people are angry. They don't know who they are. They don't know what they want. They don't know where to go. And society is pushing everybody to do and reach things that they'll never reach. And they get frustrated. I'm wishing and praying that when people read this poetry, that will bring them back to themselves, find out who they are, so they know who they are, so they're not looking at what everybody is putting in their head on who they should be, how they should dress, how they should go. Because we know in society, young kids are committing suicide, a lot of them, and that's because they don't know who they are. So when people read this, and like God had told me, like when I was 14, show them the road to the way home. When you find Jesus and you meet God, you bring it into you and you realize who you are and you become strong inside. Society can't take that away from you.
What are some of the topics or themes that you touch on just in reading the different chapters you have? You've got reality, destination, to find God, loneliness. This really covers a broad spectrum, doesn't it, of situations, of feelings, emotions that we all deal with.
That's the thing, Rick. God has put me in a situation in my lifestyle and the things I have gone through, my trials and tribulations. That is what everybody goes through.
Yes.
So some of us, a lot of us need feel connected with, oh, you went through that too? Yes. How did you handle it? This is how I handled it. You did what? I did what? Yes, I cried. Yes, I felt bad. But this is how I got strong, and this is how I got over the trials and tribulations that we all go through. A lot of the poems, like you said, they touch on a lot of aspects of what all of us have been through. And so many of us feel we are alone, like I'm the only one going through this. This book shows you that no, you are not. And this is how you get through it, because I read a long time ago that God knows what you're going through. He gives you strength to get through it so you can be a better person. He's planning you or us to be something greater. But in order to be that, you have to go through the fire, go through the trials and tribulations. And when you come out on the other side, you're a shining star.
Well, and you've gone through that, as you mentioned. If you hear Duane's story, you're thinking he's special. He was chosen. He was anointed. He is blessed. You've gone through life's ups and downs just like the rest of us, haven't you?
Yes. And the thing about it, when I fell off the high diving board, I fell 2.5 stories. I hit head first. All the people that I've talked to, because I would go to the hospital and I talked to people that had brain trauma, every one of them has had seizures. I have not had a seizure.
It's just an amazing story from our guest on the program, Dwayne Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S. A couple minutes left in the program. Time has gone by too quickly. The book is To Flourish. God is the Light. We Are Its Spectrum. Let's talk a little bit about how people can read this. As I'm going through the book, this is really something that we need in our personal library, isn't it? It's something that we can refer to as we go through the ups and downs, the emotions of life. It's something, it's almost a reference book, isn't it, when you're going through a difficult period and you need some inspiration.
I like that reference, yes. People can go through it and realize, like I said, they're not alone. I've been through this. This is what I've been through. I know you're going through this, but this is how you handle it. And it's interesting that some people, that if they're really spiritual, they push God on you. And a lot of people are turned away from that because it's being pushed on them. Well, God knows you this. God, you know, well, now I come along and write in what is called a free-flowing poetry. Well, it relaxes you, and you can read it, and you can let it soak in on your own. One of the poems has a picture in it. A friend of mine named Jordan from jgpurestudios.com put an illustration in. And this is nice because it brought in a visual stimulant of the emotional poem. And so people get two things. They can see that and say, yeah, I can do this. A lot of us, most all of us, including myself, we need something we can attach ourselves to. And this is something you can attach yourself to say, yes, I went through that. I did that. Yeah, well, okay, this is how you handled it. So when they read it, people, I pray that they come out the way that God wants them to. Find the road to the way home. In other words, find your path. Find your pathway. All of us have our own individual pathway to find our way to truth. God put us on that. He didn't put me on yours. He didn't put you on mine. We have our own. We have our own trials and tribulations. We have our own ups and downs. Why? Because God is molding us for something he wants us to do. And that's how it goes.
Time has gone by so quickly. It's been such a pleasure to have Dwayne Haynes with us. Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E, Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, working specifically with GlassLink Solutions and getting this book out to a whole number of avenues out there and in various forms as well. So the message is shared with as many people as possible and doing a fantastic job of getting the word out there. Dwayne, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on the success you've had with To Flourish and all of the other projects out there. Hopefully we'll continue the story, be able to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you. I love to be in. Love to come back again. And I am just excited. You know, this is what God has put me on. I feel good about it. I really do.
Well, you've made a lot of people feel good that have listened to our conversation and looking forward to having a chance to get a copy and read Dwayne's book, To Flourish, God is the Light, We Are at Spectrum. Dwayne Haynes, the author and our guest. All of the information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.